Welcome to the Spring Edition 2023, Beyond Blindness Newsletter and Activity Calendar. Chapter 1, Introduction, Table of Contents and Chapter Summary. Chapter 2, Office Locations and Postal Address, Other Beyond Blindness Contact Information. Chapter 3, From the Editor, From the CEO, From the Board. Chapter 4, Around the Office. Campbell Town Office Open Day. Chapter 5, Infoodle App. Chapter 6, New Buses. Chapter 7, Freebies. Chapter 8, Beyond Blindness Activities. Chapter 9, Radio Italiana. Chapter 10, Beyond Blindness on Focal Point Radio. Chapter 11, Beyond Blindness Offices Summer Closure. Chapter 12, Beyond Blindness Regions, North, South, West, Adelaide Hills and Central and East Highlights. Chapter 13, Oaks Liberty Apartment. Chapter 14, Volunteering with Beyond Blindness. Chapter 15, Blind Without Barriers Excerpt. Chapter 16, In Memoriam. Chapter 17, Technology News, Central Market Audio Tour. Chapter 18, Technology News, ABC iView Audio Description. Chapter 19, Referendum Voting. Chapter 20, Leonore's Cooking Corner. Chapter 21, Notice of Annual General Meeting. Chapter 22, COVID Notice. Chapter 23, Traffic Lights Short Story. Chapter 24, Newsletter SIGUP. Chapter 25, Beyond Blindness Information and Contacts. Chapter 26, Beyond Blindness Activities Calendar, October, November, December 2023, and January 2024. Chapter 27, Western Area, Term 4 Activity Calendar. Chapter 28, Central East Area, Term 4 Activity Calendar. Chapter 29, Northern Area, Term 4 Activity Calendar. Chapter 30, Southern and Victor Harbor Area, Term 4 Activity Calendar. Chapter 31, Adelaide Hills, Term 4 Activity Calendar. Chapter 32, Travel Club Term 4 Activity Calendar. Chapter 33, Important Information About Activities. Chapter 34, Extreme Weather Policy. Chapter 35, End of Newsletter. Chapter 2, BWA Serving Its Members for Over 85 Years. Magazine for Members of Beyond Blindness. Office Locations, Central/East Office and Social Center, 516 Lower North East Road, Campbell Town, South Australia 5074. North Office, Unit 1, 12 Adelaide Road, Gawler, South, South Australia 5118. South Office, Unit 2, 4 Clement Street, Christie's Beach, South Australia 5165. Postal Address, P.O. Box 216, Campbell Town, South Australia 5074. Telephone, 836760088. Email, info@beyondblindness.org.au. Website, www.beyondblindness.org.au. Chapter 3, From the Editor, From the CEO, From the Board. Welcome to our spring edition of the Beyond Blindness magazine. As usual, there will be lots to read about, and of course the grand final is upon us, making for a weekend of anticipation for those who are supporters of whichever teams get to the grand day. This edition will be the last for the year, and my goodness how quickly this year has flown, as there are Christmas decorations and goodies out on the shelves already. Enjoy the content, and a big thank you must go to Rachel for sourcing important information which is passed on to you. Leonore Scott, Editor. From the CEO, the recent official opening of our new complex at Campbell Town has been the culmination of planning that started some 8 years ago, which was also responsible for opening of new offices north and south of the city, introducing our new name, Beyond Blindness, upgrading our bus fleet, and becoming financially secure and independent of government funding. I would like to thank everyone involved in making the opening a tremendous success and to all those who took the time to join us in celebrating this milestone. Our new complex is equipped with modern offices, member activity, technology, board, and interview rooms and complements our southern and northern facilities and will equip Beyond Blindness for many years to come. With the opening now behind us, and the arrival of new buses, planning is now well underway for our activities program for 2024. Jim Colligan, CEO, Beyond Blindness. From the board, hello members and Beyond Blindness volunteers, the Board of Management would like to thank all those involved in the successful opening of our Campbell Town headquarters and member centre. The transition from Gilles Plains to Campbell Town was only possible with the support of volunteers working with the staff to move and install all the ADME facilities and to fit out the member areas. We believe that the new premises will serve the organization well for another 50 years, as did Gilles Plains. Campbell Town, along with the Christers Beach and Gawler South offices, enable our members to participate in many social and recreational activities. Thank you to all those who attended. Also thanks to Mayor Jill Whitaker for cutting the ribbon to officially open the building. Tony Starkey, President. Beyond Blindness Board of Management. Chapter 4, Around the Office, Campbell Town Open Day. The Campbell Town office is now officially open. Although we have been operating from the Campbell Town location for a few months, we can now officially say that we are moved in. Mayor Jill Whitaker OAM, MP and Member for Hartley Vincent Tartia, Beyond Blindness Operations Manager Visa Neelam, and Beyond Blindness Board of Management did the honours of cutting the ribbon and announcing the office as open at a special gathering held on Thursday the 21st of September, 2023. Taking advantage of modern technology, the official ceremony was simultaneously screencasted and audio described to the other attendees in the Social Centre 1. Board of Management Vice President Maureen Montes said a few words to welcome everyone and start the presentation. Board President Tony Starkey talked about the history of Beyond Blindness, the meaning behind the name change, and plans for the future. Mayor of Campbell Town, Jill Whitaker OAM, then shared her story about how vision impairment has affected her loved ones, what the council is doing to accommodate blind and vision impaired citizens, and the importance of organizations such as Beyond Blindness to serve members of the local community and broader Adelaide. Tony then launched the exciting new Infoodle app, and Visa gave a demonstration to the audience, explaining how we can use the technology to conveniently access Beyond Blindness activities, information and forms right from our smartphones and tablets. Selected Beyond Blindness members generously contributed their time and traveled to attend as representatives of their regions. Member Steve McPhee talked about his journey with Beyond Blindness, participating in social activities over the years, and being provided accommodation by our organization. Member Grant Locke has a way with words and gave an emotive performance of his self-written poem, How to Be Beautiful, which was received so well by the crowd. To wrap up the morning, the musically talented duo, Lizzie Eastham and Sean Oliver, performed Put Your Records On, written by Corinne Bailey Ray, with Lizzie providing vocals, and Sean playing backing guitar, which got the audience clapping along. After the presentation, attendees enjoyed a light morning tea, and everyone gathered to chat. Thank you for everyone that came along to celebrate an important day for Beyond Blindness. Chapter 5, Beyond Blindness / Infoodle App. Unlocking the Infoodle phone app, your pocket-sized genie for Beyond Blindness support. Hello there, fellow digital explorers. Beyond Blindness has unveiled a real gem of an app, Infoodle, your very own pocket-sized genie. Let's dive right in and explore the world of Infoodle. This remarkable app is a lifeline for caregivers, family members, and friends of Beyond Blindness members, as well as individuals who are blind and vision impaired. This is a free app. Whether you're rocking an Android or an iPhone, you can snatch it up from the Google Play Store or the Apple Store, respectively. Simply search for Infoodle, hit that download button, and watch the digital magic unfold. Once it's good to go, it'll prompt you to choose an organization and type in Beyond Blindness. The best part? No need for login details. This app is your all-access pass to everything happening in the Beyond Blindness world, from upcoming activities and events, to newsletters, website access, Facebook connections, and even the ability to drop us an email or give us a call. It's like a one-stop shop for everything related to Beyond Blindness. The app will work with iPhone/iPad and Android screen readers. But hold on, there's more. If you find yourself lost in the digital jungle, don't worry. We've got your back. Reach out to us at 8367-6088 or shoot us an email at info@beyondblindness.org.au, and we'll be able to navigate the digital world. So, what are you waiting for? Take the plunge and get this app to unlock a wealth of information and support. Your journey to a more connected and informed world begins right here, right now. Download to iPhone/iPad, https://apps.apple.com/newzealand/app/infoodle/it15961906766. Download to Android, https://play.google.com/store/apps/foodle-crm-nhl=n_New Zealand. Chapter 6, New Buses. You may have already seen or ridden in one of the four new Toyota Hiace commuter buses, now acquired by Beyond Blindness. After a long wait, four new buses will make their home with us, two buses at Camp Belltown, and one bus each for the north and south. Two buses have room for 10 people each, while the other two can accommodate 12 including drivers. As you are aware, the 10-seater buses are decked out with special features like barriers and shelves perfect for trips and outings. We've also added manual folding steps to the first two buses for easy access. The buses are white with the Beyond Blindness B Braille logo on the outside, as well as the wave design. Happy travels! Chapter 7, Freebies. We still have some audiobooks to give away in both CD and play-away format. Please refer to the Winter 2023 newsletter for a list of titles available. A member has also generously donated a Schweizer Illuminated 12D4500K handheld magnifier. If you would like any of these freebies, please contact the office on 8367-6088 or email marketing@beyondblindness.org.au. Chapter 8, Beyond Blindness Activities. Beyond Blindness offers social activities across all of Adelaide. North, South, East, West, Adelaide Hills, Gawler and Victor Harbour. Beyond Blindness Activities, Arts and Crafts. Bus excursions and day trips. Sports, golf, bowling, croquet, sailing. Information sessions. Walking/hiking. Dancing. Digital training programs. Cooking. Country music club. Pub lunches. Trivia. Gawler Low Vision Group. Young Persons Social Group. Movies. Live Music. Victor Harbour Groups. Overnight trips to regional South Australia. Conversation Corner. Libraries. Men's Group. Book Club. All members are welcome to attend any activity, in any location in Adelaide, depending on transport and resources availability. An activity schedule can be found at the end of this newsletter. Chapter 9, Radio Italiana. Member Engagement Officer Frank and Business Support Officer Sandra G recently had the chance to feature on Radio Italiana 531's live radio show, chatting with Marco and Mario in their Hindmarsh studios, on the Imperium OISAME program. They cover topics such as what Beyond Blindness offers, and the importance of inclusivity in society for people affected by blindness and vision impairment. Thank you to Radio Italiana for giving us the opportunity to reach our Italian blind and vision impaired members. And well done Frank and Sandra G for representing our Italian membership. To listen to the podcast, click the following link, https://emma.fm/shows. Staff uniforms, Beyond Blindness staff members are looking very smart lately. From now on staff will be wearing uniforms. Staff used to wear smart casual clothes. The new uniform consists of a dress, or a business shirt in black, blue pinstripe, navy or grey with the Beyond Blindness logo embroidered on the chest. Paired with black or navy pants, skirt, and black shoes, with a black cardigan or jacket. Staff are also wearing name tags with their first name and the Beyond Blindness logo. Chapter 10, Beyond Blindness on Focal Point Radio. A weekly program presented by Peter Greco, Focal Point covers services from blindness organizations and other providers, technology, current affairs, breakthroughs in advocacy campaigns about all manner of challenges and promoting activities and events for people who are blind or vision impaired. Once a month, someone from Beyond Blindness usually features in a segment, interviewed by Peter. July 2023 interview, Frank Cirillo, Member Engagement Officer, West/Adelaide Hills, for Beyond Blindness, talking about Frank's life, vision impairment and role. Listen using the following link, https://emma.fm/shows/focal-point/230719-focal-point-60min. Frank's segment starts around 16 minutes, 30 seconds. Duration, approximately 15 minutes. August 2023 interview, Jim Colligan, CEO for Beyond Blindness, shared the organization's new strategic plan. Jim also had news of expansion into Mount Barker, possibly Huila, and some new buses have arrived enabling more travel for members. Listen using the following link, https://emma.fm/shows/focal-point/230816-focal-point-60min. Jim's segment starts around 16 minutes, 45 seconds in. Duration, around 15 minutes. Chapter 11, Beyond Blindness Offices Summer Closure. The Campbell Town office will be closed from Wednesday the 20th of December 2023, and will reopen on Monday the 8th of January 2024. If you have any queries, contact the office or your member engagement officer before the closure. Activity dates over the summer vary from region to region, so make sure to also refer to the calendar at the back of this newsletter for details. The next edition of the Beyond Blindness newsletter and activity schedule will be released in late January 2024. Until then, Beyond Blindness would like to wish you a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and safe summer holiday. Chapter 12, Beyond Blindness Regions, North, South, West, Adelaide Hills and Central and East Highlights. Northern Area Highlights. Term 3 saw members going to various destinations and it seemed to be mainly about food and conversation. Highlights for the Northern Outreach Group included morning tea at Krispy Kreme at Bolivar, where the decision on what to order was difficult. There were all sorts of delicious stouts with way too many flavors name. This place is definitely worth a visit for morning tea, afternoon tea or anytime really. Other destinations included the Woodside Hotel with an earlier stop for morning tea at the lovely Baker Street Cafe in Willstown, the family-run De Vince's Cafe at One Tree Hill, Willstown Hotel and the V Hotel at Virginia. I was thrilled to welcome new volunteers Helen and Michael, who met members on the outing to the Willstown Hotel. Helen and Michael will join existing volunteers Simon and Ian to assist our members moving forward. Helen is keen to offer her craft skills and I am hopeful that there will be some interest in this to commence regular sessions at the Northern Outreach Office in Gawler in 2024. If you are interested in a craft activity, please send in your suggestions. If craft isn't your thing but having a coffee and a chat is, you would be more than welcome to still join in. Planned activities for Term 4 are once again food focused, as was the request of Northern members, but there is also a couple of full day trips planned. Thank you again to the members who continue to support the Northern Outreach activities. I really do appreciate your support, Deidre Gavrose, Northern Member Engagement Officer. Southern Area Highlights. Highlights included a bus outing to the Fleurieu Peninsula, stopping for lunch at Delicious Cafe in Inman Valley. A visit to the new office in Campbell Town and lunch at the Glade Hotel. A pamper day at the Southern office where Ralph, a member, had his nails done and Donna, a member, gave neck massages. A visit from the RSPCA to update the social group on their new building and activities. Western Area Highlights. Some upcoming highlights you may be interested in happening in the Western Adelaide area is Sunday the 8th of October, Young Adults Group is going to Virginia Nursery for a browse around and then lunch at Docos Cafe. Sunday 12th of November, Young Adults Group, going to lunch and live music at the Palais Semaphore. Tuesday the 26th of September and the 24th of October, VIP Dance Group. Contact Western Member Engagement Officer on 8367-6088 to book in. Adelaide Hills Area Highlights. Every second Thursday, Adelaide Hills Group, Mount Barker, coffee and chat at Waller's Cafe at 10 a.m. This is a fairly new group created for our blind and vision impaired residents living in the Adelaide Hills. It's a good chance to come and have an informal chat and cuppa at a nearby cafe. We are hoping to grow this group, as there is a need for social support in the Adelaide Hills. So if you know anyone that may benefit who lives in the hills, or a local that is interested in volunteering as a driver or site guide, please contact Frank on 8367-6088. Term 4, 2023 Activities Highlight, Central and East Area. For all below activities, please register online, email or contact Marion at 8367-6088. Adelaide Botanic Gardens Tour followed by lunch at Alma Tavern. We are thrilled to invite you to a specially organized tour of the Adelaide Botanic Gardens. Friends of the Botanic Gardens of Adelaide has kindly agreed to customize a tour to enrich your experience and engage your senses to immerse you in the beauty of nature. Members will have the opportunity to enjoy the informational and sensory experience of the Botanic Gardens. After the tour, you can continue your day with friends over lunch at Alma Tavern. The hotel offers special seniors meals that you can savor. Day/day, Thursday, the 19th of October, 2023. Time, 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., tour only. Venue, Adelaide Botanic Gardens. Cost, $2 per person, cash to be paid before the tour. Lunch, Alma Tavern. Please see the seniors menu at www.almataver.com.au/wp-contents/uploads/2023/07 Alma Seniors Lunch PDF. Closing date, Monday, the 16th of October, 2023. Please register online at https://bu1937info.com/f/Adelaide Botanic Grade Tour Registration Form. Email/contact Marion. Phone, 8367-6088. Historic Tour, Grand Mansions and Subdivisions in North Adelaide followed by lunch. The tour focuses on some of the old architecture and who used to live in them, how they made their money, multicultural population of Germans, Irish as well as other British immigrants. It includes a visit to an old brewery site and Catholic church and will tell how North Adelaide developed over the years up to current times. Day/day, Thursday, the 9th of November, 2023. Time, 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., tour only. Venue, assemble outside Old Lion Hotel, 161 Melbourne Street, North Adelaide, South Australia 5006. Cost, $15 per person, cash to be paid before the tour. Lunch, Sussex Hotel, 68 Walkerville Terrace, Walkerville, South Australia 5081, to be confirmed. Closing date, Friday the 3rd of November, 2023. Please register online at https://bu1937info.com/f/historic-tour-grad-marcio-subdivisio-registratio-form. Seniors Coffee and Chat, 70 years and above. Catch up with friends over a game of music slash or trivia and light refreshments. Day slash day, Thursday, the 16th of November, 2023. Time, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., light refreshments will be served. Venue, Campbell Town Social Centre, 516 Lower North East Road, Campbell Town, South Australia 5074. Cooking class slash demo, join us for an exciting cooking class or demo where we'll show you how to make simple Christmas favourites and desserts with minimum cooking. Our experienced volunteer chefs, Leonora and Deb Simmons, will guide you through the process, providing step-by-step instructions and sharing useful tips and tricks along the way. During the class, you'll have the opportunity to try your hand at preparation, allowing you to gain hands-on experience and build confidence in the kitchen. Day slash day, Friday, the 27th of October. Time, 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Light refreshments will be served. Venue, Campbell Town Social Centre, 516 Lower North East Road, Campbell Town, South Australia 5074. Book club formation in collaboration with Paynham Library. We are looking to form a book club in collaboration with Paynham Library. This book club aims to promote the joy of reading and foster a sense of community among its members. The club will focus on books that have audiobook formats, ensuring that everyone can participate and enjoy the stories. We invite expressions of interest from all book enthusiasts who are eager to embark on this literary journey. By joining the book club, you will have the opportunity to explore a wide range of captivating stories, engage in thought-provoking discussions, and connect with fellow readers who share your passion. As we are finalizing the details, we are looking to organize sessions on day slash sit, first Friday of the month. Time, morning. Venue, Paynham Library, to be confirmed. Mobile device or tablet assistance at libraries. Learn to use assistive technology on your mobile or tablet at community libraries. Volunteers will answer technology questions and help you discover ways of using technology for learning, entertainment and staying connected in an informal and comfortable setting. Day slash day, Friday, the 10th of November. Venue, Hamra Library, 1 Brooker Terrace, Hilton, South Australia 5033. Time, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Day slash day, Thursday, the 23rd of November. Venue, Natunga, West Lakes, 9 Charles Street, West Lakes, South Australia 5021. Time, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Golf at Valley View Golf Course followed by lunch. Join fellow members every Tuesday to enjoy the thrill of golfing and improve your skills in a supportive and inclusive environment. Whether you are a beginner or an experienced golfer, our experienced community instructor will provide personalized guidance to help you achieve your goals. Enjoy a workout, make friends and up your game on the golf course. Day slash day, every Tuesday except during school holidays. Time, 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Cost, $20 per session per person, including lesson and buggy. Venue, 935 Grand Junction Road, Holden Hill, South Australia 5088. Please note that pickup may be available for eligible members from the Campbell Town Office, interchanges or a route to location. All activities and events are subject to a minimum number of participants and changes. Some activities may require an entry fee. Please email or call Marion, phone 83676088 should you have any queries. Chapter 13, Oaks Liberty Apartment. The apartment has been very popular and there is no question as to why. A spacious two-bedroom apartment complete with everything you need for your stay in lovely Glebe makes for a popular holiday destination. All you need to bring with you is clothes and food. There are limited nights available in October with some availability in November and early December. Cost to stay is still extremely affordable, $120 for 3 nights with another 4 nights at $80 per night per year. For booking queries, contact Deidre on 816-633-30 or email dgavros@bayodblindness.org.au. Chapter 14, Volunteering with Beyond Blindness. Have some extra time on your hands. Want to be involved in your local community? Looking to share your skills or learn something new? Beyond Blindness is seeking volunteers in all areas of Adelaide, from Gawler and the Barossa, North, East, South, West, Adelaide Hills and Victor Harbour. No matter where you live, Beyond Blindness would love if you could assist people with vision impairment to experience social activities. Volunteering is also a great way to help others, keep yourself busy and make new friends. There are vacancies in gardening, bus drivers and transport, handy persons, site guides, computer and technology assistants, administration and reception, activity groups at our social centre, crafts, cooking, excursions, overnight trips, and photographers. Or take a look at our activity schedule in this newsletter to see what we get up to. Please get in touch with the Beyond Blindness Campbell Town Office on 83676088 for more information or submit the online form on our website. https://bayodblindness.org.au/volunteering. Thank you to all our volunteers that dedicate their time and skills. We couldn't do it with you. Chapter 15, Blind Without Barriers excerpt. By David Hume, with Peter R. Murray. This child does not look directly at you, she shot it on my card before starting a lengthy discussion with my mother. I was nearly 1 year old. From that moment on, David Hume was regarded as disabled. He was one of the earliest in an epidemic that saw 10,000 babies left sightless during World War II, mostly premature babies overdosed on oxygen. In Blind Without Barriers, David tells his story of not only surviving but thriving in a world that wasn't built for people like him. Born in Muswell Brook, New South Wales to a working-class family, his dad was a coal miner and his mother looked after their 5 children. When David was 5 years old, she made the heart-wrenching decision to send him to a boarding school for the blind in Sydney. To this day, David says, his time at Warupa Special School for Blind and Low Vision Children remains seared in his memory as a living nightmare. When he finally escaped at 14, he carried heavy battle scars, but he also came away with invaluable life lessons, not to mention 2 wonderful marriages, 8 children and 20 grandchildren. It's a life that encompasses the full gamut. From founding several successful businesses, sailing in the Sydney to Hobart yacht race, the lead singer in popular rock band and the longest-serving guide dog user in Australia. This eloquently written memoir is about sheer determination, resilience, and the courage to overcome the odds. It's also about a man who refused to accept that a normal life was beyond his reach. Please find a video of David speaking here, https://davidhume.com.au. Published in 2022, B plus paperback 135 times 205 millimeters 212 pages. RRP, print book $30. ISBN :978064566663, paperback. ISBN :978064566670, ebook. Blind Without Barriers can be purchased at www.davidhume.com.au. Chapter 16, In Memoriam. The staff and members of Beyond Blindness send their condolences to the family of Mr. Tom Hugo. Mr. Hugo has been a long-standing member of Beyond Blindness and was the first convener of the men's coffee group at Victor Harbour and will be sadly missed. He was involved with several community organizations at Victor Harbour, including the Encounter Bay Bowling Club. We have sent flowers on behalf of Beyond Blindness to his memorial, which was held at Encounter Bay Bowling Club on Thursday, the 7th of September, 2023. Chapter 17, Technology News. Central Market Self-Guided Audio Tour. Explore history, flavor and culture with Adam Lior and Katie Spain in the New Adelaide Central Market Audio Tour. Take a step back in time and experience more than 150 years of rich history and culinary heritage as you step into the vibrant world of Adelaide Central Market through a new audio tour launching September the 12th. Be captivated by the favorite dishes and products of renowned foodies and co-hosts, Adam Lior and Katie Spain, who will guide you through their cherished finds and give you insights into the heart of the market. Visitors are invited to embark on this free audio tour through time and taste, where the early days of the market come to life through the stories of multi-generation traders. Hear first-hand accounts of what the market means to these families and how it has evolved over the years to become an integral part of South Australia's identity. Over this 50-minute self-guided walking tour, discover hidden gems and must-try products from a plethora of stalls as you weave your way through this culinary wonderland. As one of the largest fresh produce markets in the Southern Hemisphere, the market is a true testament to the diverse cultures that have shaped South Australia's food landscape. It supports the state's network of local growers, producers and suppliers selling millions of kilograms of fruit and vegetables and fresh food every month. The Adelaide Central Market brings together a vibrant diversity of cultures from around the world. From the first pizza place in Adelaide to a world-renowned cheese master and even an Olympic volleyballer turned chef, the market is full of fascinating and unexpected stories waiting to be explored. Walking through the market is like strolling through a living time capsule. Pass by the oldest camera shop in South Australia and uncover a restaurant serving authentic laksa found nowhere else in Australia. Delight in the knowledge of where politicians, celebrity chefs, and prime ministers have savoured meals, adding a touch of intrigue to your experience. The Adelaide Central Market audio tour runs for 50 minutes and is available for free on all Android and Apple podcast platforms. Visitors can pick up a map and start their tour from the market stall, located on the ground floor near the central Gouger Street entrance. To listen to the tour podcast from your browser, download the tour map, or for links to the podcast, visit https://adelaidecentralmarket.com.au/tour. Chapter 18, The ABC Expands Audio Description Service to ABC iView. Audio Description, AD, is the auditory narration TV program. It describes important visual elements of a television program, movie or performance between lines of dialogue. It is particularly beneficial to people who are blind and vision impaired. Audio Description has been available on ABC TV since 2020. It is available on selected programming on ABC TV, ABC Me, ABC TV Plus and ABC Kids. Approximately 14 hours of content is audio described each week. The ABC provides audio descriptions for programs that will most benefit the vision impaired community. These programs include popular long-running series such as Australian Story and Backroads, as well as some of their popular children's series like Bluey and Play School. From ABC's press release, in 2023, the ABC expanded its audio description service to ABC iView, allowing audiences to watch their favorite programs on demand and independently. Launching on the 12th of July, 2023, the audio description service on ABC iView, where more than 100 titles, over 1,000 hours of audio described content, are available across iOS, iPhone/iPad, Chromecast and Android devices. The expansion of audio described content to ABC iView reflects our commitment to delivering world-class content that's accessible to all Australians, ABC Managing Director David Anderson said. Television provides access to a very important aspect of cultural and social life. We are committed to providing inclusive content and services that cater to the diverse needs of our audience, on demand, ensuring that everyone have access to high-quality ABC content whenever and however they choose. Read the full ABC press release here, https://about.abc.net.au/press-releases. ABC iView Apple App Store, https://apps.apple.com/au/apps/abc-iview/id40177815. ABC iView Google Play Store, https://play.google.com/store/apps. ABC TV Audio Description Schedule, https://www.abc.net.au/tv/audio-description. ABC Help, Audio Description, AD, on ABC Television, https://help.abc.net.au/hc/n-us/articles. YouTube Video, Audio Description on the ABC, 3 scenes from ABC shows that have been audio described, https://www.youtube.com. Chapter 19, Referendum Voting. As you have probably heard by now, the latest referendum has been announced and every Australian over 18 years old will head to the polls on Saturday the 14th of October, 2023. The question that will be put to voters is whether to alter the constitution to recognise the First Peoples of Australia by establishing an Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander voice. The Australian Electoral Commission has provided various ways to make voting for the referendum as accessible as possible. Voting is compulsory, so make sure your details are up to date and you are well informed about the process and options available to you. Options for accessible voting are: assistance while voting in person. This can be from a family member, friend, support worker, a scrutineer, a campaign worker or polling official. Early voting, in person and over the phone. Postal voting. Voters who are blind or have low vision can cast a vote using the dedicated phone service. Registration is required. The referendum booklet is available in Braille, large print, audio, and screen reader version. For further information about the 2023 referendum accessibility, visit https://www.aec.governor.au/referendum/vote/accessibility.html. For information about how to register for telephone voting, visit https://www.aec.governor.au/referendum/vote/blv-voters.html. Accessible versions of the official referendum booklet, https://www.aec.governor.au/about_aec/translated_information/#access. Screen reader version of referendum pamphlet, https://www.aec.governor.au/referendum/files/pamphlet. If you have further questions, The public inquiry phone lines are open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. local time. Their phone number is 132326. Chapter 20, Leonore's Cooking Corner. This is an interesting but very easy cake to make. The recipe comes from a chap who has gone back and compiled a book or two with recipes used way back when supplies were in short supply. Peanut butter cake. 2 cups flour. Pinch of salt. 1 quarter cup sugar. 4 teaspoons baking powder. 1 and 1/3 cups milk. 1/2 cup peanut butter. I use crunchy for a bit of texture. Mix dry ingredients, add milk, mix and then fold in the peanut butter. Place into a greased loaf tin. Not too big. Bake at 160 degrees Celsius for 1 hour and 10 minutes. Let sit in tin for 10 minutes, turn out onto wire rack. I made one and put some chocolate coated peanuts in for something different. Enjoy. Chapter 21, Notice of Annual General Meeting. The annual general meeting of the Blind Welfare Association of SA, Inc. will take place at 11 a.m. on Saturday the 21st of October, 2023 at the Beyond Blindness Head Office, 516 Lower Northeast Road, Campbell Town, Bus Stop 18/18C, and will be followed by a light lunch. For members who are unable to attend, the meeting will be live streamed via Zoom. However, please note that it will not be an interactive link. Please contact head office on 836-76088 and an invite to access the link will be provided, or email info@beyondblindness.org.au. A letter with the agenda and other information should have been mailed out you. If you did not receive it, please let us know. Chapter 22, COVID Notice. Important, we would like to remind everyone that there is still the risk of catching COVID and bringing it to Beyond Blindness activities and centres. For this reason, we kindly ask that you do not attend activities, volunteer, or come into the centres if you are sick, feel unwell, or have any cold, flu or respiratory symptoms. Chapter 23, Traffic Lights, Short Story by Member Margaret Colwell. I sit at the kitchen table absently picking away at a knot in my lacy cloth. I feel quite dejected and despondent, although it is more of a feeling of mixed emotions. I am angry, indignant, bad-tempered, even hot under the collar, miserable and depressed, but surpassing all of these I am hungry. This is not just a feeling in my bones, it has emanated from 2 sources. The first was at my recent visit to my GP, and after taking my blood pressure he undid the cuff and looked thoughtfully over his spectacles, announcing in rather a serious and grim voice, "You know, Mrs. Jackson, you will have to do something about your weight. At your last blood test, your cholesterol level was high, and now I see in your blood pressure test that you are developing high blood pressure," adding in a tone that suggested I was 10 years old. "All of this has been created by you and your eating habits. Your weight is out of control." I reddened and wriggled in the chair and blurted out, "But Drive Thomas, I thought a few extra kilograms came with age." "Well, my dear, that is nonsense, and I will give you a stop, caution, and go chart that you can take home and study. This eating plan is new on the market, so if you keep to this eating plan, it is common sense to understand that you will shed these unwanted kilos." But as I caught the bus home, I had time to think and ponder. Yes, it would be a cinch. I can easily lose some weight. I could become like the slim, slender, and attractive model-like creature depicted on the front of the traffic lights folder. I can do what the doctor asks and imagine the look of pride in his eyes as I stepped onto the scales at my next visit. He would tell all of his slackers, in the weight department, of my magnificent effort. They could do just as well if they tried as hard as me. The second person to twist her knife into me was my daughter, Mandy. I told her in a somewhat laughingly uncomfortable way just what Drive Thomas had said, and to my absolute dismay, she agreed with his diagnosis. Secretly, I presumed she would say that I was still attractive and the family loved me just as I am. You know, Mum, I have been wanting to say that for some time now, but we always seem to get on the wrong subject. I really think you should take his advice. I want you to lose weight, you are not looking so good at the moment. Well, you could have been knocked over with a feather. Was I that big? Was my family ashamed of me and uncomfortable to be seen with me? And now, I sit at the table feeling wretched, woebegone, and miserable. I hate with passion his stupid folder on stop, caution go and wonder what idiotic person came up with the idea. Traffic lights program for adults. They must be kidding. I get up and open the refrigerator door with a childlike expression. There must be something delicious and tasty in there for me, not just a carrot stick and some lettuce leaves. There is a yahoo at the door and I quickly closed the door guiltily. It is Mandy. I think she pops over more than normal to check up on me. Hello Mum, she chortles, how is your new eating plan going? I wonder how much you have lost this week. I glance around the kitchen and to my horror see a violet crumble wrapper sticking out from the pages of the advertiser. Had she seen it? Have I been caught out in a somewhat frenzied movement? I hastily throw the wrapper into the bin. We have a cup of tea, mine is black and sugarless. I shudder with each sip while we natter about family outings and arrangements. Miserably though, I cannot even look forward to anything on the calendar, as what is a party if one cannot eat sausage rolls, lamingtons, cream cupcakes, and graze on nuts and potato chips? We talk some more and then I glance around the kitchen and to my horror see the bread and butter plate on the sink. Why oh why did I not wash it up, as now the crumbs of the fruit scone on the plate seem to glisten and gleam like the crown jewels? I get up and nonchalantly move to the sink and plunge the offending plate under the tape. I am so angry that I have been put into this position. I am still the same person even if I am a few kilograms heavier. I have not changed personally, although I am starting to think that if I cannot eat just what I want I will change and everyone will wonder where my true and ideal personality has gone. As I am chewing over this fact, the doorbell rings. Mandy says I'll go Mum, it probably is a salesman, I'll get rid of him. But then a horrible thought creeps over me and I almost jump out of my chair to race her to the door. I am mortified that she will see who is there. She must not know, it is my secret and must be kept hush hush. I furtively open the front door a few inches to see the pizza delivery boy standing there with a giant size box in his hands. Delivery for Mrs. Jackson, he almost shouts, the works with extra ham and anchovies on top. I try not to blush and look guilty as I know many is close by and tell the lad oh no, this must be for next door. He looks a bit puzzled and says isn't this number 64? I am almost stammering now and tell him that he's number 62. He trudges off down the path and I wonder what is the fate of that mouth-watering, appetizing, and delicious pizza. It was to have been my dinner, but you know the saying, the best laid plans. By Margaret Colwell, date, July 2023. Chapter 24, Newsletter Sig Up. Sign up to our newsletter. Have you been enjoying reading this newsletter? The Beyond Blindness newsletter is released 4 times per year and is available in the following formats. Paper copy, standard and large print. Email, standard and large print, PDF or Microsoft Publisher. CD, MP3 or WAV. MP3 email, listen on your phone, tablet or computer. It's the best way to keep up to date with Beyond Blindness activities, news and what we get up to. You can sign up with simply your name and best contact method, no membership required. Unsubscribe at any time. If you would like copies for your waiting room, or if you need to reorder, please contact us also. Call us, 8367-6088 or email, marketing@beyondblindness.org.au. Chapter 25, beyond blindness information and contacts. iContact is a newsletter for members of Beyond Blindness. Beyond Blindness, previously Blind Welfare Association of South Australia Incorporated, has been serving its members for over 85 years. We hope that you have been enjoying the latest Beyond Blindness newsletter. Do you have a short story, 500 words or less, a short poem, 25 lines or less, gardening tips, joke, or even a yummy recipe etc. you would like to share? Would you like to be interviewed as a member or volunteer to share your story? Have you heard any news about anything that affects the South Australian blind and vision impaired community that you think should be published? Please get in touch, we would love to hear from you. Your contributions may be featured in a future edition of Beyond Blindness magazine. Thank you to everyone who contributed to this edition. Call us, 8367-6088. Email, marketing@bayodblindness.org.au. Or have a chat next time you are at the Campbell Town office. Thoughts on improving services? The board and staff would welcome your input. Feel free to provide your feedback and ideas to info@beyondblindness.org.au. Speak to your region's member engagement officer. Or phone the Campbell Town office on 8367-6088. We would like to thank the generous financial donors that make it possible for Beyond Blindness to provide these activities and services to our members. Beyond Blindness, formerly Blind Welfare Association. Main Office, 516 Lower North East Road. Campbell Town, South Australia 5074. Mailing Address, P.O. Box 216. Campbell Town, South Australia 5074. Phone, 8367-6088. Email, info@beyondblindness.org.au. Newsletter or media inquiries. marketing@bayodblindness.org.au. Website, bayodblindness.org.au. ABN, 7309520204. Follow us on Facebook. For the latest news, photos and for information about future events and everything else about Beyond Blindness, follow us on Facebook. facebook.com/beyondblindnesssa. Or search for Beyond Blindness. Chapter 26, Beyond Blindness Activities Calendar, October, November, December 2023, and January 2024. Chapter 27, Western Area, Term 4 Activity Calendar. Contact Frank, phone, 0488114626. Member Engagement Officer, West. Tuesdays, West Central Group, Dancing. Tuesday the 24th of October, Venue, VIP Dance Studio, Hampstead Gardens. Thursdays, West Central Group, Walk and Lunch. Thursday the 26th of October, Walk along Henley Beach then Lunch at Henley Hotel. Thursday the 23rd of November, Walk around West Lakes then lunch at Lakes Hotel. Thursday the 14th of December, Christmas lunch for members and volunteers, 12 p.m, 2:30 p.m, March Club, 49 Gorge Road, Paradise, South Australia 5075. Fridays, Western Group. Friday the 20th of October, lunch at the Birkenhead Tavern, Port Adelaide. Friday the 17th of November, lunch at the Seton Hotel. Saturdays, Western Social Group. Saturday the 30th of September, coffee and lunch at Price's Bakery. Saturday the 4th of November, lunch at Chaler Gardens Hotel. Sundays, Young Adults Group. Sunday the 8th of October, day trip to Virginia Nursery. Sunday the 12th of November, live music and lunch at the Palais Hotel, Semaphore. Chapter 28, Central East Area, Term 4 Activity Calendar. Central/East Activities Calendar. Contact, Marion, Member Engagement Officer. Central/East, 836760888. Note, during school holidays most Central/East activities will be paused. School holidays for the 30th of September until the 15th of October 2023 and the 16th of December 2023 until the 28th of January 2024. Monday, gentle walk and lunch, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. 16th, 23rd, the 30th of October and 6th, 13th, 20th, the 27th of November, and 4th, the 11th of December and the 29th of January, 2024. Venues, Morso Lakes, Oakta Park, Thorndon Park, Brickworks/River Torrens, Semaphore. Tuesday, Activity 1, Golf and Lunch, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. 17th, 24th, the 31st of October and 7th, 14th, 21st, the 28th of November, and 5th, the 12th of December and the 30th of January, 2024. Venue, Valley View Golf Course. Activity 2, Dance Class, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. the 24th of October. Venue, VIP Dance Studio, 321 North East Road, Hampstead Gardens, South Australia 5086. Wednesday, Activity 1, Craft and Chat, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. 18th, the 25th of October and 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, the 29th of November, and 6th, the 13th of December and the 31st of January, 2024. Activity 2, Bingo, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. the 25th of October and 8th, the 22nd of November and the 6th of December, and the 31st of January, 2024. Venue, Campbell Town Social Centre. Activity 3, Wednesday Walks, 7 kilometres walk, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., various locations asterisk. Please note Wednesday walks will be cancelled when it coincides with week of trips. Dates, 4th, 11th, the 25th of October and 8th, the 22nd of November, and the 13th of December and the 31st of January, 2024. Thursday, the 19th of October, Botanic Gardens Tour and Lunch at Alma Tavern. 66 Magill Road, Norwood, 10.30 am to 2.30 pm. The 26th of October, Central, East, West Activity, Gentle Walk at West Beach and Lunch, 10.30 am, 3 pm. The 2nd of November, 10 Pin Bowling at Woodville and Lunch at Tavern 540, from 10.30 am to 2.30 pm. The 9th of November, Historic Tour, Grand Mansions and Subdivisions, a tour about the city's architecture, immigrants, how wealth was amassed and how Adelaide City came to be, followed by lunch, 10.30 am, 2.30 pm. The 16th of November, Seniors Group Coffee and Chat, Above 70 Years, Campbell Town Social Centre, 10.30 am to 12.30 pm. The 23rd of November, Central, East, West Activity, Walk and Lunch at Henley Beach, from 10.30 am to 3.30 pm. The 23rd of November, Mobile and Tablet Assistance at Utica West Lakes, 9 Charles Street, West Lakes, South Australia 5021, 11 am to 12.30 pm. The 30th of November, Cherries Picking at Charleston or Accra Estate and Lunch, venue to be confirmed, 10.30 am to 2.30 pm. The 7th of December, 10 Pin Bowling at Woodville and Lunch at Tavern 540, 10.30 am, 2.30 pm. The 14th of December, Christmas Lunch for Members and Volunteers, 12 pm, 2.30 p.m., March Club, 49 Gorge Road, Paradise, South Australia 5075. The 1st of February 2024, 10 pin bowling at Woodville and lunch at Tavern 540, from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. Friday. First Friday in December 2023/February 2024. Expressions of interest in formation of book club in collaboration with Payham Library. The 27th of October, cooking class/demo at Beyond Blindness Camp Belltown Social Centre, 516 Lower North East Road, Camp Belltown, South Australia 5074. The 10th of November, mobile and tablet assistance at Hamra Library, 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 1 Brookett Street, Hilton, South Australia 5033. Chapter 29, Northern Area, Term 4 Activity Calendar. North Activities Calendar. Northern Outreach. Contact Deidre. Member Engagement Officer, North. Phone 81663330 or 0403451817. Wednesday, the 1st of November, Tuco's Cafe, Virginia Nursery. Monday, the 6th of November, Cuddly Creek Cafe. Monday, the 13th of November, day trip to Murray Bridge. Lunch at the Murray Bridge Community Club. Wednesday, the 15th of November, Res Hotel Paradise, optional wander around Thorndon Park. Monday, the 20th of November, Carpet Bowls Northern Outreach Gala and Bakery Lunch. Monday, the 27th of November, day trip to Morgan. Lunch to be confirmed. Wednesday, the 29th of November, Semaphore Hotel. Thursday, the 14th of December, Christmas lunch for members and volunteers, 12 p.m., 2:30 p.m., March Club, 49 Gorge Road, Paradise, South Australia 5075. Country music. Contact Joan Snowball, 0420794102. Sundays, October the 15th, November the 19th, December the 17th, January the 21st. Country music, 9 a.m. onwards, Playford Country Music Club, Elizabeth Downs. Open to all members, depending on pickup location and transport resources available. Beyond Blindness Gawler Low Vision Group. Contact Joan Snowball, 0420794102. Please note, this group is at capacity with transport, so anyone wanting to join in needs to arrange their own transport. Spaces may be limited. Contact Joan Snowball for further information. Friday, the 13th of October, Gawler Meeting, meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday, the 27th of October, Williston Hotel, meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday, the 10th of November, Gawler Meeting, meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday, the 24th of November, Christmas Get Together, meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Friday, the 8th of December, Southern Hotel, meet at Elderly Centre, 10 a.m. Chapter 30, Southern and Victor Harbour Area, Term 4 Activity Calendar. South Activities. Contact Jeremy, phone 8556-6228. Member Engagement Officer, South. These dates and details are subject to change. Please contact Jeremy or Christine at the Southern Office. To confirm activities and venues. October. Tuesday, the 3rd of October, Social Group, Ukulele Group at Cove Library. Tuesday, the 10th of October, Craft Group at Office. Wednesday, the 11th of October, Blackwood Coffee Group. Tuesday, the 17th of October, Bus Trip, Goolwa. Monday, the 30th of October, Conversation Corner. November. Tuesday, the 7th of November, Social Group at Office. Wednesday, the 8th of November, Blackwood Coffee Group. Tuesday, the 14th of November, Craft Group at Office. Tuesday, the 21st of November, bus trip, to be arranged. Monday the 27th of November, Conversation Corner. December. Tuesday the 5th of December, Social Group. Tuesday the 12th of December, Craft Group. Wednesday the 13th of December, Blackwood Coffee Group. Thursday the 14th of December, Christmas Lunch for Members and Volunteers, 12 p.m, 2:30 p.m, March Club. 49 Gorge Road, Paradise, South Australia 5075. January, no activities in January 2024. Victor Harbour Groups. Contact Jeremy, phone 855-66228. South Member EGMET Officer. Monday the 16th of October, Talking Books at Victor Harbour Library. Monday the 20th of November, Talking Books at Victor Harbour Library. Every Tuesday, Victor Harbour Men's Coffee and Chat, Crown Hotel, Victor Harbour, from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. No groups in January 2024. Chapter 31, Adelaide Hills, Term 4 Activity Calendar. Adelaide Hills Activities Calendar. Contact, Frank, 0488114626. Member Engagement Officer, Adelaide Hills. Thursday the 26th of October, outing to handoff and lunch, location to be confirmed. Thursday the 16th of November, Adelaide Hills outing, location to be confirmed. Thursday the 14th of December, Christmas lunch for members and volunteers, 12 p.m, 2:30 p.m, March Club, 49 Gorge Road, Paradise, South Australia 5075. Chapter 32, Travel Club Term 4 Activity Calendar. Travel Club Calendar. Contact, Catherine Botcher 83951005. Or Beyond Blindness on 83676088. Saturday the 14th of October, AGM of the club to be held at the home of Brian and Pam Murdoch with a barbecue lunch. Saturday the 11th of November, Elephants Rest at Callington, with lunch locally. Saturday the 9th of December, Kenton Valley Cherry Farm. Lunch at the Gumrooka Hotel. Chapter 33, Important Information About Activities. Important Information. Please note, times all members are welcome to attend any activity, in any location in Adelaide, depending on transport and resources availability. Times all activities are subject to change and a minimum number of sign up. Times some activities may have fees involved. Times transport may be provided for members living within predetermined radius. For members who are living outside of the radius, alternative central pickup locations can be arranged, subject to availability. Times most regular activities will take a holiday break during the school holiday period, please refer to the calendar. Times summer school holidays or the 16th of December 2023 until the 28th of January 2024. Times contact the appropriate regional member engagement officer for any clarification about activities during the holidays or any general questions. Refer to extreme weather policy on next page regarding the weather and how it may affect activities. Chapter 34, Extreme Weather Policy. Extreme Weather Policy. Updated, the 29th of June, 2023. 32 degrees and over. No working guide dogs outside. 38 degrees and over. Small jobs and members' home visits to be cancelled and rescheduled. All outdoor activities, travel clubs and regional trips will be cancelled except for metropolitan activities. For example, craft and bingo using air-conditioned vehicles to and from. 40 degrees and over. All Beyond Blindness member services cancelled. Staff will still be in office on these days. Please note, activities are subject to change depending on extreme weather conditions. For example, heat, severe storm warning, or flood alert, etc. The health and safety of staff, volunteers and members is essential at all times, but particularly during extreme weather. Chapter 35, End of Newsletter. Thank you for listening to the Spring 2023 Beyond Blindness Newsletter. End of Newsletter.